Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Wednesday, the 14th day of the month of Shvat, and it means tomorrow Tu B'Shvat. And as always, it's great to be back with all of you today. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors, in particular to the Schwartz family for their continued support and whose names are listed prominently in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Gideon Moskowitz of the Meyerland Minyan in Houston, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Moskowitz slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Moskowitz.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for the introduction, and thank you and the Orthodox Union for the opportunity to present a Dvar Torah to this dedicated and hush of august group of listeners. So we know this coming Shabbos is known as Shabbos Shiro, the Shabbos of Song, named after the Shiras Hayom, the song at the sea, Az Yashir, which occurs in this week's Parsha. But the question, though, is, What's so unique about this Shira that it becomes the title of this Shabbos, something that we really don't find by any other weekly Torah reading? Also, in the explanation of this phrase of Az Yashir, so Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says that after seeing the miracles of the splitting of the sea, so Allah Belibo, it arose in Moshe's heart, it arose really in the heart of Bnei Yisrael to sing this Shira. They had a will, they had a thought to sing this Shira, and so they did. They carried through. So the Sfat Amis asks that, of course, they first had a thought and a desire to do this. That's true of any action. You always first have a will, and then you follow through with the action. Why did the Torah need to point that out here in particular? So the Sfat Amis explains that something very unique happened here, happened at the Shira Sayam, at this Song of the Sea. You know, we know that every single letter of the Torah contains infinite wisdom, unfathomable mysteries. And we also know that Az Yashir is much more than a single letter. So how then is it possible for human beings of flesh and blood to compose words that become part of Torah? How can a human being mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimic Hashem himself, kivyachol, as it were? So in truth, it's not really humanly possible. All they could have done, which is in fact what they did do, is to want it, to desire it. You see, they saw these incredible miracles. The pure, true justice meted out against their tormentors. They attained freedom from Egypt, both in body and in spirit, and they wanted to express something eternal, something that would forever be part of the infinite wisdom of Torah. Olo b'makshava. They had this desire, and so it happened. Another miracle. They all, every single one of them, spontaneously, in unison, sang this Shiras Hayam. We viscerally wanted it, and Hashem carried us through yet again. You see, the rest of the Torah, Hashem speaks, and we listen. Here, kivyachol, we spoke, and Hashem listened. As the Medrash says, he looked at all the malachim who wanted to sing Shira, and he quieted them. And he said, this is not the time for you. He said, now you have to be still. Now my children are singing. That becomes part of Torah. Forever, with all its infinite depth and mystery, that becomes part of Torah. That, ladies and gentlemen, is special. That's unique, where our words become part of Torah. Such a Shabbos deserves a special title. Such a Shabbos becomes forever known as Shabbos Shira. We're going to continue now with the Tehillim that we recite daily, and we're going to continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar. Binos desha yarbitaini, almeminuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki elech b'geit almaves lo irara ki ata imadi shivtecho mishantecho himayinachamuni. Taruch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai dishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'veit Adonai li'oresh yomim. We continue now with chapter 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shilam alos esenai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'yim Adonai otei shamayim varet. Ayitein lamot raglecha, ayonum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer yisroel. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha yag yeminecha. Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach ba'alayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha, me'ata v'yarulam. We continue now with Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shamalos mimamakim kurasicha Adonai Adonai shema v'koli tiyanaz necha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi'amod ki imcha haslicha liman tivarei kivisi Adonai kivso nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'aboker, shomrim l'aboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbei mofidus. V'hu yifteh et Yisrael mikol avonosov. We're going to continue now with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, with the prayer for those who are not well. When I pause, please insert any names of those who are in need of recovery. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David u'Shlomo, Hu yivarech v'yirapei et hacholim. Ba'avur shanu mispalalim l'shlomam. Yitzchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem l'hachlimam v'l'rapposam v'l'hachazikam v'l'hachayosam v'yishlach lehem refuah shelema min ha-shamayim v'chol evreihem v'chol gideihem b'soch shar cholei Yisrael refuah ta-nefesh refuah ta-gof hashtaba galo b'zman kariv v'nomar amen. And now we're going to conclude with the recital of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anesunim b'tzaro v'shivya ha'omdim b'ein b'yam u'vein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyei mitzara l'rvacha u'me'afela l'ora u'meshibud l'geula hashto b'agala b'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Moskowitz. We hope and pray that all of our tefillos and all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova, for good. May the Ravonei Sholam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, Tu B'Shvat, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Shlomo Nisanos of Kehillat Sfardim of Avat Achim in Kew Gardens, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.